I know that you're one of the goals here is to do a lot more with, I think, education, maker education. Can you explain what's going on with that effort?
Yeah, so already globally, there's so much excellent education and curriculum around the use of Arduino. You meet people at the maker fairs and maker spaces, and they're doing excellent jobs with camps and schools and educators. There's so much great stuff. So the question is, how do we allow sharing of that great stuff even better? Just like we allow sharing of the software source code, can we allow sharing of the curriculum and the educational materials? So I've started working with one guy who's wanted to write a book on Arduino, and I said, okay, rather than a big book that's a little daunting, let's make little booklets. So what we're coming out with this year is little booklet kits that can help people dive into the education and help bring on more teachers, because some teachers aren't going to create their own curriculum and maybe have more difficulty figuring out what to teach. And this way, we'll have stuff that you can just take a little booklet, you can get started easy, and a little kit with the hardware and all the components and the sensors and the controls, LEDs, resistors, everything you need. Kind of like the starter kit idea, because the starter kit's been hugely successful, but expand that now into starter kits that can be for IoT or for fashion wearables or for agriculture or for, and even for a lot of just, school subjects like physics and chemistry and math. Why not have more interactive project-based learning? It makes those subjects more interesting for the majority of the students.
Who are you still looking for in terms of getting to participate? I know thousands of people are participating in this around the world, but are you still missing critical people that you'd like to encourage from our audience to join in because of?
Well, I would say everyone should look to their local communities and schools, their makerspaces and their schools, and say, are our kids being given these tools and this software? Because you want every kids are born tech savvy today with the gadgets that they're given, right? So why
Yes.
not get in there and learn how these things work? So I would say just to the entire world, if you're just a consumer and you just have a gadget and you just use it, that's okay. But try to get your kids involved in understanding how these things work. How does that robot work? How does that light sensor and this touch, how do these things work? And then learn to code them, because it doesn't matter what your passion is, whether you're a fashion designer or, a biologist or whatever. Being tech savvy is important and will get you further and better, and you'll just be able to contribute to society better if you understand these things. So get out there and teach.